What did you make of the Jared Pollock dropping for the weekend's game?
Well, this is where you look, right? And you know me, mate. I don't try and do news handy
no,
stuff.
No, I know. You're not a clickbait operator.
I'm a face value sort of person. All right? If you tell me something, I'll believe it until you're proven wrong. And I looked at this and went, geez, he's unlucky to be dropped. He got coaches' votes as well the week before.
David Teague gave him votes.
Yeah, obviously.
Teague thought he played all right.
Obviously, Reece didn't. So then you sit there and go, there's more to that. There's
more to that.
Yeah, why have they dropped him? So I'd like to look at it and just say, Reece Shaw is asking to do something, play a certain role, work on some deficiencies, and he hasn't done it.
Yeah, okay.
So that's what
is it maybe going the other way? We don't know. We're only speculating. But is it maybe that there are two ends of the footy ground and that you need to go back one way?
Possibly.
To go the other way?
Especially when you're in a six-game losing streak and you don't have the footy a lot.
Yeah.
You've got to work backwards
and you're
a hell of a lot.
Bulk money.
Whether he is, and without, you know, I haven't sat there and analysed that last game, the Carlton game that he played in, whether there was times where he wasn't there for his teammates. Or he's let them down in some way, or whether there is an off-field issue. And there has to be more to it. I'll let you do that if you feel inclined.
No, it's not really my goal either, Scotty. You know that. No,
it's not. Good on you.
Well, let's just see what happens. The proof will be in how he plays tomorrow.
He's in their best 22.
Of course he is.
You know, I'll be perfectly honest and suggest that he is possibly overpaid. But... you know, I don't think he's a $700,000 a year footballer, but he's in their best 22, and let's see how he responds. Mm. We were talking last night at Tom Rockliffe, who got dropped. Who's a better than average footballer, Tom Rockliffe, got dropped because he wasn't doing the things that Ken Hinckley needed him to do or his team needed to do. And he's come back and responded beautifully in the last 2 weeks. He had 14 tackles last night.
And didn't he answer that well when we asked him? And you asked him, what were you told what to do? And he was told really clearly by Ken what he had to do, and he's been doing it.
It was seven things he rolled off last night.
It was a lot.
A lot of instructions.
We had the pen out. We're going, okay, so one tackle, two...
It was pretty much his entire game. So I thought, geez, you must have been ordinary in the last few weeks, but you've just rebuilt yourself, son. But he's responded beautifully. So let's see how Jared Pollock responds. Let's see what he's got between the ears and whether he can say, okay, I know what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do it.